What is going on, Amazon sellers, or hopefully soon to be Amazon sellers? My name is Bo Crable, and in today's podcast episode, I'll be going over, do you need a partner in your Amazon business? If you have no idea who I am yet, my name is Bo Crable. I sell hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on Amazon. I've been selling online since I was 12 years old, and I also teach people how to make money on Amazon. I have thousands and thousands of students. I have a YouTube channel with tens of thousands of subscribers. In today's podcast episode, I want to go over the very important topic on, do you need a partner, and more specifically, do you need an equity partner in your Amazon business? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is I see quite a bit this actually question being answered or asked in my Facebook groups, that people email me like, hey, Bo, I'm gonna go halves into this business with my brother. I'm gonna go halves in this business with my family. And what I've learned actually over the past year or so is that doing business with family and friends can sometimes be an issue. Now, don't get me wrong, you can do very well by doing business with family and friends. But what I want to do throughout this work or throughout this podcast is kind of break down on, okay, maybe it could be a value you working with a family, a partner, or a friend, or may not be. So first off, I want to kind of give you a story on me having to actually fire two of my friends in the past 6 months in my business. Now, it was not in my Amazon business. It was actually in my course and education business, which with my Amazon business, I don't really have any employees. But I had a couple of friends who wanted to work, and they told me that they wanted to get this, this, and that done, and they were motivated and inspired. And I was like, okay, well, I could definitely probably use some work, that's for sure. Could have you guys do some things. And then got them going. And then what I really realized very shortly is that when you're working with friends, is that there tends to be a mindset that this is my friend when we're working together. And it's not business first. That's why I've noticed with friends that I was friends with first and then did business with. I have many business partners that I'm now friends with, but I was business with them first. So there's many times where I had the feeling that, oh, okay, Bo's not going to get mad that I'm being a little lazy or not getting things done because we went to middle school together or high school together. So I think that's a big problem, because the biggest issue in your Amazon business is time. It is not money. It's not knowledge. You can get all the knowledge you want. In my course, you can get a lot of knowledge from my YouTube channel. Knowledge is accessible, okay? Money is accessible. Resources, accessible. But the one thing you can buy, actually, is time by hiring other people, but people can also waste your time. That's the biggest thing you don't want to get into, is wasting your time. So if you have someone who is not working as hard as you or is wasting your time, that's actually going to end up losing you so much more money because of the opportunity of that. Also, I just got off the phone with a couple of my friends the other day, and I had one friend who's a very smart, business savvy guy, and he decided to go halves into this business with his friend of him, who hasn't really done much in business, but was really motivated, has seen my videos, and really wants to get things going. And what he's realizing very shortly is that this friend's slowing him down. He's making decisions that he wouldn't make. He's making very high-level executive decisions that it's probably going to cost him a lot of money. And it's over not working with him very well. However, I also just did a student testimonial with this husband and wife based out of Texas that are doing tens of thousands of dollars a month. I just did another student testimonial with a student of mine who just did $23,000, and him and his mom are doing the business. So, like, I have seen that people do very well. Me and my dad do a lot of business together, and we've worked really, really well with it. Now we've came through issues and we worked those out, but I would say my dad is one of my better business partners. And I've seen it work both ways. So what I want to go over right now is, how do you know you need a partner or not? So the point you want to get into, specifically for an Amazon business, because I'm going to be very honest with you, selling on Amazon, you don't need a partner. If you're doing other businesses, right, let's say you're opening up a coffee shop, well, yeah, you're going to need employees, stuff on those lines. You have to need it. For selling on Amazon, you don't have to have one. So what I would say is, you want to get to the point where you need someone else. Now, that point can be at the very beginning of your Amazon business, because let's say you're not very intelligent, maybe you don't have enough money. Let's say you don't have a good work ethic, but maybe you're very good at something, right? Maybe you're really, really good at communicating with suppliers and building relationships with people. Well, that's your role. That's what you're best at. But maybe you're really bad at reading analytics and making very mathematical-based decisions. I mean, you have to be very honest with yourself, which may be hard to do that. But you want to get to the point where you need someone else. A perfect example of this is, I have some buddies of mine who actually live close to me, and they're part of this $1 million selling group on Amazon. And they're doing millions and millions of dollars a year in their business. And they all started out by doing it themselves. They started off, they grew their business, and they got to the point where they needed to go hire employees. I'm at that point right now in my business where I'm doing hundreds of thousands of dollars per month in my business, and I want to take it to the next level. And I use virtual assistants in my business, which, if you don't know what a virtual assistant is, a virtual assistant is a outsourced employee. Typically, they're in the Philippines or India or other overseas, and they're relatively pretty cheap. So if you are getting a partner just for very small tasks, I would highly look into looking at virtual assistants. In my Amazon course, I go over an entire module just on virtual assistants, so I'd highly suggest to check that out. However, what I was getting here is that these multi-million dollar Amazon sellers that I'm meeting, they're scaling, they're growing. I'm scaling, I'm growing. But there gets to be a point where you're doing such high volume where you want to be only focusing on high-level tasks. So something that I like to do in any business that I'm involved in is I like to write down things that can be automated. And what I mean by this is that small tasks and jobs and procedures that probably are not the best use of my time because I can use my time somewhere else. Let's say, for example, the best usage of my time is building relationships with suppliers. So getting on the phone and start to make that contact with them, right? So then making shipment plans, ordering products, sending in the wires, doing the accounting, checking the buy box prices is probably not a task I need to be doing. Because if I'm spending an hour a day on checking the buy box prices, when I could spend an hour building relationships with suppliers, which maybe that one relationship yields me $30,000 in a year, and it took me an hour to go build that relationship, well, I'm actually losing a lot of money if I'm not automating those tasks. So I'd rather go pay a virtual assistant $4 an hour in the Philippines to go do that. Or if I needed to get an employee for 10, 15 bucks an hour, makes a lot of sense to go do that. So what I would want to kind of say to recap this podcast episode is that it's a very fine line on if you need a partner or not. If you are starting up your Amazon business, I think it is ideal that you start it up yourself because you want to see if you can do it yourself. Because then when you go through this process and if you realize you can't do it yourself, because I'm going to be very honest with you, selling on Amazon is not a difficult task in the business that model that I do. However, if you have different personalities, if you have core weaknesses that are not allowing you to be successful in your Amazon business, right? Which maybe you're really awful at communicating with people or really bad at making fast decisions, right? Probably one of the biggest mistakes that you can make is making really fast decisions without double checking work. So maybe you have a partner where, okay, maybe you're great at building relationships with suppliers, or maybe you're the one with the money and you have a friend who's just really good at looking at the numbers and making very straightforward decisions where he's not gonna make very emotional decisions, right? If you are making emotional decisions, that's not very good in this business. But I think the best plan for you to really do is do this by yourself at the start. Now, obviously, if you're doing with a husband and wife, and you're starting this together, great, go for it, and just make sure you guys are communicating with each other. However, do it by yourself, and then what you wanna do is get to the point where you need someone else. So maybe now you're doing $1,000 per month on Amazon, $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 a month, and you're like, wow, I can't do this all by myself because I'm getting so overwhelmed. Or maybe you never get to that point, right? Maybe you never get to the point like, okay, I can just keep doing this by myself. I know many Amazon sellers who are doing it 100% by themselves and are growing every single year. So I think that's the best thing because the worst thing you wouldn't get into, again, is to waste your time. So let's say you partner with someone and obviously, right, you partner with them, that's 50% equity. So yeah, you're losing time if they're not adding value to, but then you're also losing money. So you are putting in more time, your results are taking longer to get, and you're making half amount of money. Doesn't really sound like a great thing to get to. So I hope you got some value out of this podcast episode. I think selling on Amazon can be a very individual business. And I think it makes sense to really try it out to be individual. I understand the value of partners. Be cautious when you're doing business with family and friends. I understand that you may, oh, my friend's awesome. Okay, yeah, they may be awesome, but would they be great in the business aspect? So thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast episode on any one of your favorite podcast mediums. I'm on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, any single podcast you like to listen to. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at BEAUCRABILL. That's Beau Crable. Join my Facebook group, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and have a great day.